I'm Joe Wade Formicola.
Joe Wade Formicola.
Joe Wade Formicola
on News Radio 680 WPTF and WPTF.com.
All right, give till it hurts. Don't ever stop giving. All right, we got Sharon Lipinski's our guest. She founded Change Gangs, virtual giving circles, because she wanted to help people who like to give money to causes they care about but don't have time to research the charity, don't feel their donation is big enough to make a difference. And this is the part I like. End up wondering what happens to their donation when they make it. That's something we never know. I mean, you know. Sharon, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Oh, delighted to be here.
Sharon is a very young, talented lady. And tell us why you decided, like, you know, it's not something you wake up going, I'm going to become an expert on helping people give.
Well, you know, I had a great example for giving. My mother was a giver, and her first response in any situation was to ask, how can I help? And for my mom, this was not a rhetorical question. If you were carrying a box, she'd drop everything to come help you carry it. And if your car was stuck, she was already in back trying to push you out. My mother loved giving. And even though I grew up with that great example, I didn't really live up to it. And I didn't even admit that I wasn't living up to it, really, until I had an experience with a man I hardly knew. And he helped me realize that I wasn't giving as much as I wanted and not as much as I could either.
Well, you not only talk about giving money, giving of yourself, of your time, it's not always about money.
Oh, absolutely. There are so many different things that each individual has to give. Time, money, expertise, and a lot of times, so people kind of get sucked into a debate about what is more important to give. Money is more important, time is more important, and I say they're both right because each one of them has very different benefits. You know, when you give your time, you get to have a connection with an individual that can change your life. But when you give your money, that's important, too. Here's an example I like to use to illustrate the difference between giving time and money. Your neighbor knocks on your door, and he says, hey, you know, I'm moving this weekend. Could you come help me, you know, load up the truck? Now, he's asking for your time. And you might be like, oh, sure, I'd love to help you. Or you might think, oh, great, just how I wanted to spend my weekend. But notice what's different when he knocks on your door and he says, hey, can I have $50 until next payday just to make ends meet?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll notice, like, wow, that feels really different. And that's because money is strange, and it does strange things to us. We spend so much of our time and energy thinking about money, worrying about money. And when you give money, you put yourself back in charge with your relationship with money. You realize that money really is a tool to be used to support the things that you love. And that's why giving money is important as well as getting time.
Yeah, it's interesting how you say that because, right, the neighbor says, can you help me load the truck? Yeah. Can I have $50? You're going, huh? I don't know about that. You know, it's interesting what you're saying because I need a lot of help. I got my problems, but I help out a lot of young people in the business, and I get that back from them. You know, I got an email the other day from a young guy in Wheeling, West Virginia, who said to me, you know, I want to thank you. I've learned so much from you, and I really appreciate you taking the time. And I went, oh, okay, cool. I mean, so I guess in my own way, I was giving to him, and he appreciated that. I mean, so that's why I wanted to have you on, because giving's more than, hey, can I give $100 for this charity? Because they call all the time. I mean, the phone rings all the time. Stuff in the mail all the time. Everybody wants money, money, money. Money makes the world go around. And it gets very difficult on who you give to. People have certain causes, right, Sharon?
Yeah, it's important to know that, you know, you are one person. You can't do everything. You can't fix everything. So it's really important to kind of focus in on those things that are most important to you.
What, now, you give, I mean, are you, I don't know anything about, I know you're married, I don't know if you have any kids or anything, I don't know if you're wealthy or not, that's none of our business, but, I mean, how many different things do you give to?
Well, my husband's in the Army, so that should give you an idea of how wealthy we are.
Well, he's giving his time to serve our country.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's his privilege and his pleasure, and he loves doing it. But, you know, for us, donating $100 is a really big deal. That's a lot of money for us.
Sure.
And so we focus in on the causes that we care about most: pets, ending poverty, and helping our veterans. And so while there are many, many other causes that are important, and what might be important to you might be breast cancer, or it might be your local orchestra, whatever that is, it is important. But for me, because that's the difference that I want to make, that's where I focus my giving. And so it's very important. I teach people, you know, how to say no, because sometimes you have to say no.
How do you say no? Because I tell a true story about Mother Teresa. We all know who she is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this corporate executive, this was many years ago, 10, 12, 15 maybe, I don't know. He said that his company was having a really tough time, and Mother Teresa would come every year to ask for a donation. And he said that she came, and I was all prepared. I said, Mother Teresa, I can't really do much this year for you. And he said she looked at him, and she said, let us pray. And we prayed, and she asked again, and he said, I can't do it. She did let us pray four times. The guy said, okay, here's a check. how do you turn down Mother Teresa? And she said, let us pray.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, it's how do you say no, Sharon, is my question. How do you say no to Mother Teresa?
I
mean, she's gone now, but I don't know if you could say no to that woman or when she was alive.
And, you know, it's a beautiful thing that some people don't take no for an answer, that they care so much and they believe so strongly in what they're doing that they go out there and they ask for money and they don't take no for an answer. I really appreciate that equality about people. And that's one of the things that I start with when it comes to saying no, is listen and appreciate that person. You know, they're coming to you with something that they believe in. Listen to that. Evaluate that. Does that fit in with your own giving goals? And appreciate them, you know, for having the courage to do that, because it is not an easy thing to do. So after you've listened to them and you've determined that this is not a request that you can accommodate right now, you start by saying, you know, I appreciate you for asking. I really respect your initiative to do this. But my giving is focused on supporting veterans, supporting pets, and ending poverty. And while I'd like to help you, I can't, because that's where all of my money is going right now. And then, you know, if they don't take no for an answer, you can offer to help in another way. Let me share your cause on Facebook. Let me do this for you. And if they still don't take no for an answer, you know, I do keep a small budget aside, because obviously doing what I do, I get asked a lot. And I do keep a small side budget just to help, you know, friends and family who are doing something that's really important to them. And I do it to support them more than I'm doing it to support the cause.
You know, one of the other things that, you know, we're thinking about when you think about giving, I think people are comfortable giving to something that they know everything about. For example, if you go to a church and you like what the church is doing, it's easy to give, you know, money to your church, because you go there. You know the people, you know the pastor or whatever, and you know what they're doing with it. You can see it. The question is when, like, other people call up, because there's so many scam charities right now. I mean, you think of, like, Goodwill. I mean, you give to Goodwill, but it's actually a corporation and they make money. You know, how do you know the difference? How do you try to find out? Because you're going to get bombarded. People are getting bombarded by hundreds of different organizations almost monthly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you bring up a good point. And it actually is one of the mistakes that people make when it comes to donating, which is they are reactionary givers. They're always responding to requests from money. And when it comes to donating, you know, being able to say no to people and being able to direct your money to causes you care about is so much easier when your yes is clear. When you know, this is what I want to accomplish with my giving, this is how I'm going to make sure it happens, then you know, not getting distracted by all those other things is just so much easier. So the first step is getting clear on what your yes is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I get calls all the time, you know, from this and that, and I'm not in charge of giving anything. My wife is, and she does it, and I kind of know what she gives to. I don't know everything that she gives to. I know a couple of the causes that are close to us, and she may do some other things, you know, but it is. And, you know, we'll take some calls if people have any questions for Sharon Lipinski about giving. 919-860-9783. I mean, churches tell you tithe 10%. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm a Catholic. We never heard that in the Catholic Church growing up. I mean, it's true. We never did. 919-860-9783. Our guest is Sharon Lipitsky. And we're talking about giving, not just giving money, giving your time, giving yourself. Do you give enough? Do you give too little? Or would you like to learn how to give more? 919-860-9783. News Radio 680 WPTF. Our guest is Sharon Lipitsky. We're talking about giving, not just money, your time, of yourself. Aaliyah is on the line from Raleigh. Aaliyah, you're on with our guest, Sharon Lipitsky. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Sharon. I have a question. I have recently started a new job, and I have decided that I want to give to two charities. I've decided on St. Jude because I feel strongly about the cause. And because online there are, you know, breakdowns of where exactly the money goes to. And I heard you guys talking about this, but are you familiar with how to, and that was the only charity that I saw that actually did that. How are you able to, I guess, differentiate between the ones such as Goodwill or, you know, the ones like St. Jude's that actually dictate exactly where the money is going?
Hold on a second, Sharon. I just want to say something to Aaliyah. I have actually been to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. It is a research hospital. They don't have a lot of beds there. They do amazing work. And I have actually been there in one of the first radio stations, well, the first one in this city to do a St. Jude Radiothon way back in 1983.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yeah, so anyway. Sharon, it's yours. She's got some good questions.
Great question. And you're doing a great job by saying, okay, now's a good time. Here's what I want to do. And it's important to understand that every charity is trying to do something different. And what you're looking for is kind of the match between what you want to accomplish and what the charity is doing. And so I actually follow a kind of a four-level system for evaluating charities. And I'll give you level one in the first four questions that I ask there. And then, you know, if you want to email me, I'll send you my whole link to my whole system that I use. And the reason that you know, the online resources, and there's a lot of wonderful places where you can go to online, like Charity Navigator, GuideStar, GiveWell. These are all places that will start to give you additional information about each charity, but it really is only a starting point. And the reason it's a starting point is because, again, each charity is so different, and you can't in any one kind of online review system really give an accurate review of all different kinds of charities. So you have to kind of do some legwork on your own.
Right.
So the
right.
first four questions that I ask is, what does this charity do? And so in just very basic language, get very clear on what the charity does. And then you want to ask, how do they do it?
Right.
How do they know it's working? And then, is that something that I want to support? And those four basic questions that I ask anytime anybody's asking me to donate to anything. And that will give me a really quick, down and dirty understanding of, you know, is this charity, do they know what they're doing? You'd be surprised how many charities are just kind of winging it and they have no idea and they have difficulty answering those four questions. So I think those four questions are a great start. And then you want to go on and do a reputation research. So get on Google, do a research of the charity, their name, and then the word criticism, controversy, problem, and start to see what comes up. Do you see anything that concerns you? And then you want to do a research on an in-depth kind of research in on what the impact of this charity is having. St. Jude is providing it for you there, so that's a beautiful thing, but not every charity does that.
Right.
It doesn't mean you shouldn't donate to them, but it means you have to put in a little more work. And then finally, you have to get into the finances of a charity and get an understanding of, you know, what are they doing with their money.
Now, with St. Jude, I know you mentioned it, the gentleman that I was just speaking to. So is most of the money is going towards research? Because I was under.
That's what it does. It's a research hospital, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. You're a young lady, I take it. I mean, I don't know.
31.
When you start a new job and you're thinking about giving. Yeah, this is unusual. I've never heard anything like this before. I got a new job. I'm going to think about who I want to give money to. I can't believe it. You're a special kind of breed here, Aaliyah.
Thank you. I was working part-time and, you know, it was just very, very difficult. And I gave what I could.
But you think about giving. You know how many people don't even think about that? They're thinking about a new car, a trip to the Bahamas, I don't know, Vegas. Yes, I got a new job. I want to figure out who I want to give to. Isn't that amazing, Sharon? You run a lot across people like this?
We should applaud them. It's a beautiful thing when people...
Hey, young girl, you're a young lady. You got a new, good job, I take it, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to be working for a health company, so I'm excited about it. And, you know, cancer, unfortunately, I know a lot of people who have been through that. So it's just very close to my heart, and it's something that I wanted to give to. Along with poverty. You know,
well, you know, all the children's research hospitals like St. Jude and Duke, Carolina, they're all here, too, you know, take care of my neighbor.
Right.
She wants to come on one time. I've asked her too many times because her son, a very little guy, had some cancer issues. And
right.
And there's some good stuff all around here, too. Carolina has, well, we do one here at Curtis Media every year for the Children's Hospital at the University of North Carolina. And Duke has one, and, you know, St. Jude. I mean, there's just so many places to give. But for a 31-year-old girl to get a new job, and one of the things on her mind wasn't a brand-new car, was, geez, I want to know who to give to. That's unbelievable.
Thank you. This is how I was raised, so it's the norm to me. You know, I've always given what I could. So.
Well, that's like you and Sharon as a mother, and your mother, you must have had something in common.
Yes, definitely.
Do you give a lot of your time, Aaliyah? I mean, are you a big sister? I mean, I'm not telling you what to do with your time. But
I do. I volunteer a lot. I was a cheerleader and a dancer in college, so I volunteer in a lot of children's organizations. I volunteer at nursing homes, so, and that's just where I get my joy. I'm not, you know.
You sound like a cheerleader. What college did you go to?
I actually am from New Jersey. I went to Montclair State University, and I'm new to the Raleigh area.
That's not too bad. It's full of Yankees, yeah. So you'll be at home.
That's true.
I'm one of them. They want me out of town, too, Aaliyah, so don't worry about it.
Right. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all the help.
Yeah, well, you want to get Sharon? Give her your email so she can check you up online.
Great.
Sharon at livinggenerouslyeveryday.com. And if you email me about that four-level system, I'll email you all the questions that I ask.
Give it to her again slowly. Sharon is Sharon, the normal way, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. At livinggenerouslyeveryday.com.
Got it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, both of you. Thank you so much.
All right, Aaliyah. Thank you.
Good luck, Aaliyah. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing. If you want to feel more optimistic about the future, start talking about giving, and it will surprise you how many people give, want to give, think about giving, how the different ways that they give. It really is an amazingly generous world that we live in. We just don't talk about it enough.
You know, that's interesting you say that, because that's true. You know, I want to talk about 919-860-9783. Sharon Lipinski is our guest. We're talking about giving. Not only money, but giving your time, giving a little bit of who you are. I need to start doing more of that, and not just you know, radio people like my producer Hal. You know, somebody helped me when I was young in this business, and I felt, you know, what do you pay it forward? Is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm.
I figured I'll, you know, help out some, you know, quality young people that I think have a chance in this business, like my producer Hal. Anyway, 919-860-9783. You have a question for Sharon. Coming back, we're going to ask about. Don't feel bad about giving a small amount. I've done many radiothons in my career, from St. Jude to, you name it, Duke, whatever, public television in Detroit, all sorts of things in Houston. You'd be surprised how much $5 can add up when a whole bunch of people give. Sharon Lipinski, you're going to talk a little bit about that coming up, okay? We'll talk about small giving, because it is important. And any other questions you have for Sharon Lipinski, you can join the conversation, 919-860-9783. Little help. Go ahead, let it play.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing. Gotta keep
all together now. Here we go. I lie with a little help from my Sharon Lipinski is our guest, and on the phone is Russell. He's on the road again to Charlotte. Russell, you have a question for Sharon Lipinski. Go right ahead, Russell.
I sure do. I'm curious how she would recommend you handle a panhandler on the street who's asking for money.
That's a good question. You see them all the time. There's a guy when you go, Sharon, this, you and I'll relate to this, but when you go up the streets when you get off at Airline Boulevard and you take, there's a guy there, a vet with no legs, but he's got those, legs. That's an interesting question. Sharon, Russell, good question. What do you think? Who knows?
It's a great question. And there's two parts to this, which is one is if you want to make sure that your donation is making a difference. When I donate for veterans, what I'm looking for are organizations that are getting them off the streets, that are getting them the mental health that they need, the job training that they need, so that they don't have to be on that street corner at all.
Yeah, but the point is, what he's saying, though, is, they look like they need a buck. I'm with Russell on this. I have, you know what I've done? I've actually bought in food, go through McDonald's and give them a bag of food rather than money because I'm afraid they're going to go buy cigarettes and whiskey. You know what I mean, Russell?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if you can answer the question, Sharon, but give us your thoughts on it because we got some more callers coming up. But Russell's, you want to give, don't you, Russell, but you just don't know?
That's correct. I want to make sure the money's going to be used for a good purpose.
And then, so the second part of this is that it comes back to my example where your neighbor knocks on your door and is asking for money. There is a place for giving money, and you don't know what happens to it. And sometimes what's important is not helping the wrong person, but not helping a person who really needed it. I don't know if I phrased that correctly, but what I'm trying to get at is sometimes you have to give a little bit of money, and you don't know if it's going to make a difference, but it's still the right thing to do. And so my husband and I keep a few bucks in our pocket just for situations like this. It's not a lot of money, and we're fortunate to live in an area where we don't have a lot of homeless people who are asking for money. But I feel like it's important for my own emotional health to be able to give money without worrying what's going to happen to it, and I feel like there is a chance that he needs that more than I do right now. So here you go. Here it is for you. But it shouldn't be the bulk of your giving.
This guy doesn't have any legs, Russell. He's a vet. He lost his legs. And he's there. And my son, I was actually taking my son to work during the snow thing because I have four-wheel drive, and he didn't. And he works out there. We get off at Airport Boulevard, and we turn left. He's down in there in that perimeter park. And my son's a guy's there every day, Dad, look at him. And he has no legs. He's got those artificial legs, you know, steel, whatever. I mean, he gave for this country. You know, it's just, I don't know, I'm with you on this, Russell. That's a tough one, man. I think, Sharon, I think you did a good answer the question right, Sharon. Have a 20, 30 bucks in your wallet, give 5 or 10. Maybe that's what you should do, Russell. Take a chance on your heart this time, you know?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Floyd! Floyd's on the air with Sharon Lipinski. You're really drawing a crowd here, Sharon. How do you like that? Floyd, what's going on? You got a question for Sharon?
I'm wondering if she has any figures on the level of giving to charity in this country as compared to the European countries. I'm curious about that.
I got a thing on your website. Americans donate more than $350 billion every year. Sharon, that's on your website.
Yeah, and that's individuals giving. That's not foundations and things like that.
That's just individuals. That's not Warren Buffett and the rest of these fat cats.
Yeah. It's money that we report on our tax returns as individuals. And yeah, we are an incredibly generous country. We have a history from the very founding of wanting to give through charity. So it's much stronger here in this country than it is in other places. And one of the things that I think people don't fully appreciate is that there is really no such thing as a small donation because you're not donating alone. And the example that I like to give is if you remember back in 2004, there was a tsunami that hit Southeast Asia. This was a devastating event. It did $10 billion in damage, killed 300,000 people. It was horrible. Well, everyday Americans donated $2.78 billion for tsunami relief. And when I mean everyday Americans, I mean that the average donation size was $135 and the median was just $50. So here we are.
That's a medium, so there were small donations of $5 or $10.
Yeah, absolutely. Here we did. We created another tsunami of donations, you know, $50, $5, $100 at a time. There is no such thing as a small donation.
We are a generous country. We always have been,
yeah.
Floyd. Everybody sticks out their hands to us. I mean, you know, they know that we're going to come through. I mean, you know, sometimes I don't like giving money to the countries that we help, and then they turn around and, you know what I mean, Floyd?
Well, you know what gets me is I'm always hearing hunger in the United States. I mean, that's crazy. With all the wealth in this country.
I totally agree, but these food banks need money. I know people that run food banks, Floyd. I know people that run these food banks. They need food. They're giving it to somebody.
Well, something ain't right.
Well, something ain't right because we don't take care of our own good enough, Floyd.
All right.
No, Sharon, you don't want to be political, Sharon, but that's how I feel about it.
Well, I will put a plug for food banks because they are one of the most important institutions in your community. They are so important. And if you want to give to your food bank, you want to give them money and not food. So just the example, like if you go to the grocery store and you have $10, right? You can buy a loaf of bread, a couple cans of soup, a jar of...
Non-perishables, right, Sharon? Non-perishables.
Yeah, and you're not going to get very much for your $10, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go to the grocery store and you buy it. But if you give your food bank $10, they will turn that into 40 pounds of food. Your food bank is an amazing resource. They are incredibly powerful. So donate to them. They're helping people in your community, but give them money.
Yeah, they're everywhere, and they're all over the place. I know Tony Perna runs one in Food Cupboard in Holly Springs, where I live. I'm tired of starving Americans. I don't like, and I want Americans that need health care to get it. Not talking about the people using the system. I'm talking about people that need it. No kid should be turned down. Nobody should be turned down if you're an American. David, let me get off my soapbox so you can talk. Go ahead, David.
The guy who called a while ago about panhandlers, that really stirred a nerve because I've always, my whole life, I think I've had gullible written all over my face. I've long been a target of panhandlers.
At least you know who you are, David.
Yeah, but I mean, people would push their way past 10 other people to get to me. Street people are excellent at reading people.
I guess they are, yeah.
They know who to approach. Well, you know, after getting, after umpteen times of giving people money for their electric bill and their groceries and all this, and then seeing them buying wine at the,
yeah, well, that's,
down
yeah.
the street, you know, mm-hmm. yeah. I finally wised up and, people would come up to me, well, you know, I need money to get to the next town or something. I ran out of gas. And I'd say, okay, well, I don't have much cash, but I got gas cards. I'll get you $10 worth of gas.
Yeah.
Or if they come up to me that I'm hungry or whatnot, I'd say, okay, let's go to the store and I'll get you a bag of food or I'll get you something at McDonald's.
Yeah, that, I've done that. I bought I bought a bunch of burgers and Coke or something and give them to a panhandler.
People to say, well, you know, I'd rather have the cash. And I'd say, well, I know you would, but I wasn't born yesterday either.
Well, yeah, because yours a fear. I understand what you, but I give them food. They're hungry. They'll eat the food.
Yeah.
You know, in Houston, Texas, when I lived, or not Houston, excuse me, Denver, where you're at, Sharon, I would get off at, and I'd see this guy who was, you know, not that old. I said, where do you live? He said, oh, over there. So, you know, I bought him some food and got him a motel for a couple of nights so he get a hot shower and clean up a little bit, you know?
Yep.
But he was real. He showed me where he was staying. He showed me, and I checked him out.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'll tell you what. Let's go get something to eat. Let me take you out to eat. Let me give you a couple of nights over here so you get a hot shower and a warm bed and help you out
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
But there are people who literally make their living begging.
I know there's a society. I'm Sharon. You know about them, do you? I mean, it's sad, but I think David might be right. We don't know. I mean, this panhandling became a big business years ago when the economy tanked.
Yeah,
well, I like David's suggestion about having gas cards. So having a way to give in a way that feels right to you is so important. And I'm actually going to take this and suggest it in the future. I think it's such a great idea. But I do want to reinforce the idea that it is okay to say no. you could, say, carry business cards for your local homeless shelter. You know, there is help for people. Sometimes they don't know where to find it. So that could be another way that you could give instead of actually giving cash.
You know, the Durham Rescue Mission, who we're all aware of here, and they've been on my show and we talk about them, they do a real good job, too. David, you're in Durham, so you're familiar with the Durham Rescue Mission.
Oh,
why don't you go over there and go over there and donate or give
them
a couple of bucks? Maybe.
I donate to them through my church, and I've known a couple of people that were helped there, and the Rescue Mission does a great job.
I know. My daughter went over there and made food with her group of I don't know what you call them, Bible study, but the group went over there and cooked a couple of times, and You know, so I got to tell you something, and we all got issues.
Neighborhood here too.
You know, we all have issues, but sometimes it just makes you feel good doing something like that, doesn't it, David? Sharon?
Yep.
Oh, for absolutely. Sure. Because one of our deepest human needs is to make a contribution, to touch somebody else's life. And it's right up there with eating, breathing, helping others. When we do it, there's no other, feeling like it. It's a wonderful thing.
Really is. It does make you feel good. And, David, I appreciate your phone call. And how'd you get so gullible? I mean, what is it? You got something on your face or something? David's a gullible guy. Sharon Lipinski, you've done wonders. Tell us about your website. And you go around, you speak, too, don't you?
I do. I inspire people to give, arm them with tools to make it better. And if your listeners want to visit my website, livinggenerouslyeveryday.com, I have a quiz up there now. We'll help you find out what your giving style is. Are you like David? Are you gullible? Do you give too much? Do you give to the wrong people? Or maybe you're not giving quite enough. So the quiz will help you find out where you are and give you some suggestions for things that you can do differently.
Well, how do you make your living, Ms. Lipinski?
My husband.
So he's in the Army, right?
He's in the Army, and he's a wonderful man. I'm so lucky.
Good for you. And is he an officer, if I don't mind me asking? Or?
He's a non-commissioned officer. He is a sergeant.
Oh, he's one of those tough guys. I don't want to mess with him.
Yeah.
He could hurt me.
Tough.
Well, good for you, and I appreciate everything you're doing, and good luck. You're a special person.